朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。那个，我以为有三首歌，他们提早结束了。
I thought they were gonna sing three songs.
因为我们今天的聚会时间要非常准时，会后有这个防火演习。
We need to end our meeting today on time because of the fire drill.
弟兄姊妹，我们上一次跟弟兄姊妹讲到，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Last time I shared with you the message, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
不光讲到这是我们个人的心愿。
This is not only our individual's wish.
我们要让它扩大到我们整个家都要来侍奉神。
We need to enlarge it so that our whole family will serve God.
也不光是我们的家，而是要扩大到我们整个教会都要来侍奉神。
And not only our whole family, but the whole church will serve God.
我们更希望有一天神的恩典和怜悯真的是让全地都来侍奉神。
How I wish that with God's mercy and power that the whole earth would serve God.
神从来不勉强我们来侍奉他。
God never forced us to serve him.
但是他却把这一个尊贵荣耀的机会赐给我们。
But yet he gives us this precious and glorious chance.
所以耶稣要说，你们今天如果你们以为不好，今天就可以挑自己的神去侍奉。
That's why Joshua says, if you do not think thisGood enough, you can choose your own God to serve.
但是他说，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But then he announced, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们每一个人都有自己的主和自己的神。
We all have our own masters and our own God.
不是来侍奉这位真神，我们就是被自己或被偶像所辖制。
If we are not serving this living true God, then we'll be bound by ourselves or false God.
所以圣经上讲得很清楚，你被谁奴隶，就是谁就是你的主。
That's why the Bible says, whoever enslaves you, he is your master.
有时候我们真感谢神，让我们这般人蒙恩德，就可以来侍奉他。
How we praise the Lord that we are saved so we can serve him.
上个礼拜我结束的时候说，家有家风，我们搬到这个新的会所来。
And last time I said that every family has its own culture. Now we're moving into this new facility.
我们绝对不要以为只是搬到一个新的 facility, 新的设施，新的地方。
Please do not think we're just moving to a new facility or new place.
我们真的希望神让我们每一个人都觉得在属灵上神要把我们带到一个新的 stage, 新的阶段。
Let's see that God is going to lead us into a new spiritual stage.
所以我们这一段时间怎么样子建立家风非常重要。
Therefore, it is very important how we build up the character of this household of God.
虽然家风很重要，等一下我要来讲，但是其实我上篇信息还有一个更重要的点是什么，大家记得吗？
And I also have another very important point of my previous message. Do you remember?
我们今天早上来到什么地方？
What's this place that we're coming this morning?
这些人都太聪明了哈。是的，我们不是来到 Bowers, 我们是来到神的家。
We're not coming to Bowers, but to house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我说过，当你们来我家的时候，你一定会觉得你是来我家，来于弟兄家。Make a difference.
As I said, when you come to my house, you will recognize and you will say,This house belongs to Brother Yu.
当我们来教会的时候，我们有没有想到我们是来神的家？
But when we come to the church, do we sense and recognize that we're coming to the house of God?
这一个聚会里面，如果神的同在不是我们最重要的事和特点的话，这个聚会在主的面前是一个失败的聚会啊。
If God's presence is not a major characteristic of a meeting, then this meeting is deemed a failure in God's eyes.
同样的，如果今天我们来到教会里面，我们不是预备好了要来朝见神，弟兄姊妹，我们是失去了来教会最重要的意义和目的。
And if we come to the house of God, did not expect to meet God, and then we missed out the purpose of coming to church.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情非常重要，我们一定要想到这是神的家。
So we ought to recognize and register, this is the house of God.
我们来到这里不光是见弟兄姊妹而已。
We're not just here to meet brothers and sisters.
我们不光在这里尽一个基督徒当尽的职分，我们要来聚会。
Or to fulfill our Christian duties to attend a meeting.
哎呀，我们是回家。
We are coming home.
太喜乐的事哈。
Isn't that a joyful thing?
然后我孩子两个孩子是去读大学，他们还很喜欢回家，我们很高兴了。
We're very happy that my two college sons love to come home.
那我儿子回来，他最高兴的事情是上厕所跟洗澡间哈。
When they come home, the thing that they enjoy the most is to go to their own bathroom.
连厕所、洗澡间都让他感恩了好几次，我听他感恩了。
They are so grateful to come home to their bathroom.
那更不要说还有冰箱，还有他的床，他躺上去就说好舒服。
There's a refrigerator and their own bed.
而且冰箱可以打开来就可以吃的。
And they can eat anything in the refrigerator.
你在那边打开来吃，有人要揍你的。
They cannot do that at school.
但是这是他的家。
Because that's their house.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们要想到神的家，我们心就欢喜哈。
So whenever we think of God's house, our heart will be overflowing.
家有家风，我们上次讲了三个。
And then last time we said there are three things we ought to observe.
刚刚唱诗的时候，念慈姊妹已经让大家复习了，我们现在不准看，不准回头了哈。
Okay, now no one turn back.
第一个是什么
？What's the first character?
还不会的背哈。
What's
亲切有礼貌第二个呢
Be kind and courteous
守时有秩序
And be on time and orderly
第三个呢
Third
要爱护神的家
To love and cherish God's house
我上礼拜讲完以后我不知道弟兄姊妹回家有没有给你们家的小萝卜是小萝卜头小孩子们讲过
I don't know if you share with your children
今天其实从上个礼拜开始我就常常被许多小朋友拦下来打招呼
Since last week, I've been stopped by many children and be greeted by them.
今天早上我只 stop 了一个小孩子，他没跟我打招呼。我说，嘿嘿嘿，你还没跟我打招呼，所有人都跟我打招呼。
And this morning, I only stopped one child and remind him, hey, you haven't greeted me yet, and everyone else did.
弟兄姊妹，这是双向的，大人也要学习跟孩子打招呼。
You know, it's a mutual thing. We adults ought to greet them also.
不要被他们那个很酷的表情吓到了。
Do not be. Do not be intimidated by their coolness.
就跟他们嗨，没关系，不会英文没关系啊。
Just say hi to them. It's okay.
你知道我们台湾跟中国来的这个留学生，最近很多父母亲来拜访我们啊。
Recently, a lot of parents of foreign students come to visit.
那有些父母完全不懂英文。
Some parents they don't understand English at all.
没有关系，真的没有关系。
Okay.
以前有一个人也是他的爸爸来这个美国探亲。
Once there's this person who's family, a parent came to visit.
他每天早上都喜欢出去散步，因为美国的空气很好。
And then they go out to take a walk every single morning.
就他在马路上走路的时候，对面来了一个美国人，就跟他 Good morning.
So and then while he was taking the walk and he saw an American person, he just says Good morning.
那他没想到美国人会跟他打招呼，他也不知道 Good morning 是什么意思，就我老王。
Okay, the American person says Good morning to this father, and then he couldn't understand that, and he just says, "My name is Mr. Wang."
So, 后面的几天，一个就是 Good morning， 一个就是我老王，他们两个都很亲切。
So in the following days, they will greet each other like "Good morning," and he was say in Chinese, "My name is Mr. Wang," and then they're very friendly toward each other.
过了几天以后呢，这个老先生看到那个美国人就学会了，就变成 "Good morning."
And finally, this father learned the English. So the next time he sees this American person, and then he says, "Good morning." He learned English.
看那个美国人惊讶了，举手我老王。
And that American person responded by in Chinese, says, "I'm Mr. Wang."
弟兄姊妹，你有什么关系吗？你不懂就不懂，可是他们心灵里面却在沟通，对不对
？That's okay if you don't understand each other. You're still communicating.
哎呀，所以等一下我们碰到一些年轻孩子，不管你叫什么，嗨就好了。
So when you see the young people, just say hi.
弟兄姊妹，有人说哈，来到教会里面，不是只有传道人站在上面才开始讲道。
And some says a sermon does not start.When the preacher comes to the podium,
这所有的弟兄姊妹其实都在传信息 before 我们真正传道人上来讲道
Every single brother and sister is preaching a message.
当你在这样跟人家说 Good morning, 说早安，说 Hi 的时候
Whenever you're saying greeting people with good morning or hi,
你已经在传递一个爱的信息。
You're already sending a message of love.
当我们准时来参加教会聚会的时候，
when we come to the meeting sometime,
一方面我们在这里传递一个我们是有 discipline 的一般人。
We're sending a message that we are a group of disciplined people.
当我们在这里唱诗，我们肯开口赞美的时候，
when we open our mouth and sing and praise God,
我们肯开口祷告，
and then we praise God and pray.
我们在传递信心的信息，
we're sending a message of faith.
因为我们等于就是告诉别人说我们相信神的同在，所以我们来赞美他。
We're telling people we believe God is with us, therefore we praise Him.
当我们在这里奉献的时候，我们也在这里传递一个信息。
When we're making an offering of money, we're also sending a message.
我们是属神的人，
because we belong to God.
所有的都是在神的恩典里面给我们，所以我们能够给出去。
Everything was given to us by God's grace, therefore we can give.We can return it. We can give it back.
弟兄姊妹，今天你在听我讲这个道以前，你已经讲了几千信息了，你知道吗？
Do you know, by now you have already sent a lot of messages before I start preaching?
所以以前有一个人，他曾经讲过，他说当人约好聚会，有人迟到的时候。
So one person once said that when someone is late for a meeting.
他在送一个非常清楚的 message， 就是告诉你们这些等我的人，在我的眼中你们不重要。
He's sending a very clear message to those people who are waiting for him that you are not important to me.
因为如果今天是总统找我的话，我一定准时。
Because today if the president summons me to meet with me, I will be on time for sure.
我公司老板找我的话，我一定准时。
And if the boss of my company wants to meet with me, I will be on time.
但是你们这一般人是我可以迟到的人。
But to you, I can be late.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要注意我们自己。其实我们的生活都在 deliver message.
Therefore, we ought to be careful because how we live and how we conduct our lives are sending a message.
我们讲至于我和我家都要来侍奉神。
When we say as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
那我们怎么带动现在的这一代的年轻人跟孩子起来侍奉神呢？
So how do we motivate the young people to serve God?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们爸爸妈妈自己本身天天都在传信息。
We parents are sending a message to our children every day.
学校说 PTA 七点钟开会，我们一定七点钟准时到。
When the school has a PTA at 7 p.m., we are there on time.
当教会说十点钟聚会的时候，我们说没关系，慢一点，先吃完早饭再去。
But when church says the meeting will start at 10 a.m., then we say, oh, that's okay, take your time, finish your breakfast.
我们已经告诉孩子们说教会不重要的。
Then we're sending a message to our children, church is not as important.
学校才重要。
And this,school is more important.
哎呀，我们在教会里面跟弟兄姊妹问好啊，你还好吗？最近忙不忙？
And when we greet each other at church, we say, "How are you? Are you busy, lady?"
等到上车的时候，父母亲在那里批评论断刚刚打招呼的人。
And then after we get into the car on the way home, we start criticizing the person we just greeted.
孩子们就听到一篇信息，说原来我们可以假冒为善，我们可以 play two faces.
And then our children are receiving a message that we can be a double-faced person, we can be a hypocrite.
弟兄姊妹，所以你知道吗？其实我们每一个人，我们的生活就是信息，就是见证。
So our life is a message. It's
为什么我说要建造家风这么重要？
That's why I say it's so important to build up the character of God's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天怎么聚会，怎么生活，这些虽然好像是很小的事情。
You might think it's a small thing how we conduct ourselves.
可是它是我们里面生命的发表。
But that's a manifestation of our inner life.
它是我们教会真实的见证。
And that is the true testimony of our church.
它是显明我们属灵跟神之间关系真实的情形。
And it reveals the true condition between us and God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一起来，一起来建立家风。
So let's learn and let's all build up the house of God with character.
那我也希望不是小朋友只来跟我这个做传道人、做牧师的打招呼。
And I hope our children don't just greet me, the pastor.
所以如果你碰到小朋友跑过去没有跟你打招呼 stop 他你说 hi
so if a child just run by you without greeting you stop him and say hi
不要责备他就是先做
don't rebuke them just do it yourself
在座的任何父母亲你上个一个一整个已经两个礼拜了两个礼拜了你有没有把这三个点跟孩子讲过到现在还没讲的讲过的举手好了
Please raise your hand parents if you have shared these three things with your children in the past 2 weeks
这么少人啊我应该 step down 了
Oops.
No 弟兄姊妹不可以这样子你请你们答应我回家一定跟你们的孩子讲
Please promise me go home and share with your children
怎么可以我们自己听要全教会能够有家风呢
How can we by ourselves build up the character of household God?
表示你们觉得这件事情不重要吗？
Unless you think it's not important.
所以如果人家来到我们教会，满地都是汽水瓶，这个擦手巾纸、phone cup， 满地都是。你会觉得人家还想不想来这个教会？
If someone comes to our church and then our church is full of trash, empty bottles and napkins, do you think they will come again?
人家来这个教会发现所有人都不打招呼，你想人家想不想来？人家觉得这是一个大冰箱。
And if a newcomer comes and no one greets them, they will think this is a cold place. They will not come again.
他宁可去参加 social club.
They rather go to a social club.
对不对？如果大家都是姗姗来迟，迟到乱七八糟，没秩序，人家会觉得这哪里是个教会呢？
If everyone comes late and there's no order, what kind of church is this?
这样子好了，答应我回家一定会跟孩子们讲的，请举手。
Okay, raise your hand if you promise me that you will share with your children when you go home.
感谢主哈，你们不能举手，因为没孩子，我了解哈。这样所以比较紧张。
It's okay if you don't have children.
就是但我们要跟孩子们交通。
But we need to communicate with them.
我们全家一同来，我们整个家风一起来建立哈。
So that all work together to build up this character.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨我讲的这篇信息的题目，你们可能会吓一跳。什么叫做凡有耳的就应当听
？Today you might be surprised by this message title. He who has ears, let him hear.
有没有人知道这句话在圣经出现过几次？
Do you know how many times this statement appeared in the Bible?
唱诗要大家注意，我们最多讲到 attention， 好，对不对？listen， 请你们注意，我们顶多讲到这里。
At the most, when we want to call attention, we say.Please pay attention.
但是这边却说凡有耳的就应当听。
But here it says, he who has ears, let him hear.
我们在座没有耳朵的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you don't have ears.
我可是看到没有人举手哈。主耶稣的意思就是你只要有耳朵你就是要听。
In other words, what Jesus meant here is, anyone who has ears,He should hear.
神的使者在这里传话的时候，就是说，凡有耳的就应当听。圣经上，中文圣经就出现八次。
And even the messengers of God said this eight times.
其中前面的七次就是启示录对七个教会，每一个教会结束的时候都说，凡有耳的就应当听。
The first seven times of the statement was made by an angel, and messenger of God was in the Revelation, the book of Revelation.
然后最后一次是讲到敌基督出现的情形，凡有耳的都应当听。
And last time, the Bible talks about the condition when Antichrist appears, and again it says, anyone who has ears, let him hear.
那为什么这件事情在神的心中这么重要呢？
Why is this so important to God?
因为神最爱的、最在乎的就是教会。
Because God cares the church the most.
因为基督和教会根本就是一个。
Because Christ and the church are one.
我想我们一起读一下我们今天的那个程序单，请大家拿在手上。
Please take out your program sheet. The outline sheet.
因为我常常觉得经文胜过我们讲道的人所讲的。
Because the Bible, because God's words are more.It works more than what we can say.
今天背诵经文三章九到十节，我中文来念就好了。要使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为了要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
That was Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9 and 10.
所以在这里讲到说，神有一个隐藏的。这个历世历代隐藏的一个奥秘，神现在要把它讲出来。
It says here, God has this mystery that's been hidden in the past ages, and now God wants to reveal it.
如果邦彦现在突然跟我们讲说，我有一个隐藏的三十年的奥秘，你们有没有人想要听？
If brother,
有哈，那这么多人都想要听。
If brother Ma now tells us, I have a secret that I've been hidden for 30 years, now I'm going to tell you, will you pay attention?
或者美国总统说，我当了美国总统八年，我要辞职之前，我有一个秘密，我要告诉你们。
Or the president of America says, before I step down, I have a secret that I kept for the past eight years.
那这里神说，历代以来 ，for generations， 神有一个奥秘，他现在要告诉我们。
But now God is telling us that He has a secret, a mystery that has been hidden, it's been hidden for the past ages.
而这个奥秘告诉我们的时候，就能够让我们知道，原来神是一个这么智慧的神。
And
I hope, 因为他要把神的智慧显出来。
The purpose of revealing is to show us God's immense grace, immense wisdom.
小张哈，今天早上这边前两排都是世界顶级的音乐家哈，我假装了哈。
Let's assume the first two rows are seated on the top musicians of the world. Let's just assume.
都不认识他们，这是我从世界各地请来的，都是排名 top 20的。
And then you don't know them, but I invited them from all over the world. They're the top musicians of the world.
请问你从外表看得出来这个他们专长是哪一方面吗？
Do you think you can just tell by the appearance their expertise?
你们猜黄伯伯是会什么乐器？ By looking at it.
Just by looking at someone, can you tell the instrument they play?
那廖妈妈呢？ James 呢？你们从外面看不出来，对不对？
You cannot judge by the appearance.
等到他真正走到他最专长的 instrument 乐器前面的时候，
But as heGoes to the instrument that he's very good at.
然后借着他的乐器，把他那个炉火纯青的技巧发表出来的时候，
Through playing, he reveals to us his great skill.
哎呀，我们的张大姐，哇！
We'll be awed.
我们才晓得原来他小提琴拉得这么好。
Wow, he plays violin so well.
原来他钢琴打得这，不是打得这，钢琴弹得这么好。
Or he plays the piano so well.
我正要讲说他们鼓打得这么好。
Or they're such a drummer.
就是被他借着一个东西，把他里面的艺术，把他的智慧，把他的技巧，把他一切所有的爱，他发表出来。
Through art, they get to express their passion and their skills and then their everything.
同样的，你这边都是艺术家。
Say like these a group of people are artists.
你哪里知道杨俊的艺术是什么？
How would you know Brother June is good at?
这个电脑的人，他哪里懂艺术？
How does he know about art?
可是他一画图的时候，原来是泼墨画，哇
！But then as he start drawing, then you realize, wow, he is an artist.
那弟兄姊妹，你要知道，我们是借着一个东西，把我们里面的那个东西给发表出来。
Therefore, we through art, we get to express what's inside of us.
神要把他历代以来他所隐藏的、他的智慧、他的丰富，要借着教会发表出来。
And God wants to express what's in him through church.
他要使天上执政掌权的现在都知道神百般的智慧到底是什么。
That the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
所以这是为什么在启示录对每一个教会讲完的时候都要加上一句，凡有耳的就要听。
That's why in the book of Revelation, every time a God's messenger says to speak to a church, at the end he will say, he who has ears, let him hear.
有对教会的责备，有对教会的称赞，有对教会的托付。
Their praises or rebukes or commissions to the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天时间很短，我只是用四个点哈，很简单，因为我们在座有很多年轻的孩子。
I will briefly go through four points today.
让我们看见为什么神说凡有耳的都要听，因为这件事情太重要。
To see why God says he who has ears let him hear, because this is so important.
我们千万不要认为说盖着一个教堂上面有十字架，这就是教会。
Do not think that a building with a cross on top.That is a church.
以前有一个富人，他到欧洲去参观的时候，人家带他去参观那个很漂亮的 cathedral.
Once a woman went to visit Europe, and she was toured. She was led to a cathedral.
哎，我们都进过欧洲那种大教堂，高得不得了，好气派啊！
And the cathedral is magnificent.
然后里面都是观光客。
And the building is full of tourists.
所以这个 lady 就问这个向导，不是，这向导是一个牧师带着他的。
And the tour guide happened to be a pastor, so this lady asked a question.
他说你们到底在这个里面有多少人得救，有多少人可以在这里遇见神而被改变。
So this lady asked the tour guide, the pastor, how many people were saved and transformed and changed here?
他说这里只是一个 cathedral, 这里不是一个教会。
But the tour guide says, this is not a church, but only a cathedral.
弟兄姊妹，你可以盖成全世界最豪华的教堂，但是却没有神的同在。
You can build a church building, the most magnificent one in the world, without God's presence.
你可以是基督徒聚在一起，但是却不是一个真正教会的实际。
You can have a gathering of Christians without the reality of a church.
所以我们今天讲到教会的时候，你要知道教会是一个充满属天生命和性情的一个有机体。
When we talk about church, we also recognize that church is an organism full of people with heavenly lives.
它在地上来经历神的救恩。
On earth, it will experience God's salvation.
它在地上遵行神的旨意。
On earth, it executes God's will.
他也在地上来彰显神的荣耀。
And on earth it manifests God's glory.
所以我们现在讲四件教会很重要的意义啊。
Now we're gonna look at the four significance of the church.
我们一起看我们的纲要。第一个，
Let's look at
教会是神的家。
First, church is God's household.
我们都是他的家人，我们是他的儿女。
We're all His family, His children.
我们一起把这三节经文啊，你念中文、英文都可以哈。
Let's read,
我们一起把它念一遍。
The passages here.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会。真理的柱石和根基这样你们不再做客人外人和客旅是与圣徒同国是神家里的人了你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女你看见了没有在这里神称我们是他的家人或是儿女
Now do we see God is calling us His own family, His children?
啊，今天早上念慈姊妹在上那个成人主日学的时候，教我们画自己家有几个人啊。
This morning in the Sunday school, Sister Nancy asked us to draw a picture of our family.
那我不是说你要把神画进去，但是呢，我们平常在算自己家人的时候，好像很少把主算进去了。
Usually when we count the members of our family, we almost always neglect God.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们来到神家的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹第一个感觉。教会第一个对我们的意义就是它是我们的家，因为这是神的家。
I hope when we come to church, we get to realize the first thing is this is God's household and this is God's house.
我们是神的家人。
We are His family members.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我真的觉得这是一件非常非常喜乐的事情。
This is such a joyful thing, brothers and sisters.
我们很忽略这样子的一个伟大的救恩。
We often neglect this great salvation and truth.
刚才我说孩子们回到家就是不一样，因为就觉得这就是自己的家。
As I said, when my son comes home, they can relax because this is their house.
我们常常到外地去服事、去讲道、去各地的聚会，最想的就是想回家。
We often go travel around to preach and for missions, and we always miss home.
那你回到家里面，这整个所有的东西都是这样子的自然。
When you come home, everything is so natural, so smooth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不管我们在世界上碰到任何的困难哈，任何的这个受伤，希望你能够真实知道，在这里是一个神的家。
No matter what difficulties or hurt you have encountered, I hope you all know this is God's house and this is your house.
我们是神的儿女。
And we are children of God.
那我希望说，我们之间的关系能够不仅仅是从亲切有礼貌，这是最基本最基本的了。
And I hope that our relationships do not merely stop at being kind or courteous. This is the basic.
如果我们连这个都没有的话，我们真是没有家的感觉。
Without courtesy, there will be no sense of family.
我们希望能够更往前一步。
But we want to move forward.
在这里，我们真是一家人，在主的家中一起来成长。
That we are indeed in a family and we will grow together.
所以在丹麦有一个很有名的雕像，听说好像是在一个学校前面设立的。
There was a very famous sculpture in Denmark.
啊，这么一个小小的故事是讲到有兄弟两个人，那个大概是弟弟还是哥哥，我不晓得，有一个是瘸腿的 handicap.
The story behind this sculpture is that there are a pair of brothers, and then one of the brother was handicapped.
啊，所以在那个时代里面，并不是像现在有各式各样的设备或是弥补的东西。
At that time, there was not much equipment.For disabled people.
所以他的兄弟每天背着他上学。
So his brother carried him to school every day.
小学还好，到了中学就越来越重了哈。
And then that handicapped brother gets heavier and heavier as he goes to high school.
对啊，你要 Sam 去背唐晨的话，那很辛苦的。
It will be hard for Sam to carry Chen.
他越来越重了哈，所以人家会说，难道觉得不重吗？
He's kind of heavy.
就他回答了一句很简单的话，他说 "He's not heavy, he's my brother."
And so someone asked the brother, "Isn't your brother heavy?" And he says, "Oh, he's not heavy, he's my brother."
弟兄姊妹，有爱就不觉得重，对不对
？With love, you would not think it's too heavy.
世人怎么知道我们是主的门徒呢？因为我们彼此切实相爱啊。
How would the world recognize that we're disciples of the Lord because we love one another?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到这里，我真的希望弟兄姊妹，我们不是只是聚个会，我们就啪。就散掉了，都回家了。
I hope we're not just here to attend the meeting, and after the meeting we just disperse and go home.
真的像刚刚所唱的诗歌, 在这里需要有妈妈, 需要有爸爸, 需要有兄弟姐妹啊。
Just like the song we just sang, we have fathers, mothers, brothers and sisters.
我跟电子姊妹有机会到美国纽约 Upstate 去参加过一个 比较以外国人为主的聚会。
Sister Nancy and I had a chance to attend a meeting in Upstate New York, and the meeting was mainly composed of Caucasian saints.
真的不好意思，我们在美国都老是叫人家外国人。
Most members there are Caucasian.
那我哥哥跟他的孩子也都在那里。
And then my brother's children.
他们的那个聚会的特色就是所有的青少年负责整个大会的服饰。
And the characteristic of that meeting is that all the services are carried out by teenagers.
对，当我们进到餐厅吃饭的时候，那些 waiter waitress 全是他们自己的子弟兵，十几岁的孩子们。
As we enter into the cafeteria, all the waiters and waitresses were members of their youth group.
我们后来才知道，原来在厨房里面的大厨、洗碗的、做菜的、切菜的，全都是教会的年轻人。
Then later on, we realized that even the chefs and all the cleaning people in the back in the kitchen are all members of the youth group.
我们坐在那里受宠若惊了，他真的就像waiter waitress一样，就是你要什么，然后给你弄牛奶、弄果汁， everything served的真的是比外面餐馆都好。
Their service was so good that we felt so honored.
然后我们吃完了，我们就可以走，他们收拾桌子、洗碗做这些事情，哎呀，我们真的很感动。
And after meal, we can just depart and they will clean up everything in the cafeteria as well as in the kitchen.
而让我们很感动的是，等到我们聚会的时候进会场。
What moves us even more is that afterwards we go back to the meeting.
他们 worship service 的这些年轻人，全部已经在那里小提琴啊、钢琴啊，已经在那里伴奏着非常好的诗歌音乐，让大家可以安静亲近神。同样的人，
those brothers and sisters in the youth group, the same group of people, were already there playing instruments, helping people to draw close to God.
年轻的孩子，你不要以为我讲这句话要你们马上做那个哈，不要误会。
Young people, please do not misunderstand that I'm not asking you do it right away.
但是我就是很惊讶，然后我也很得安慰的一件事情。
But what surprised me and comforted me?
我惊讶是看见说，居然年轻人服侍的这么好。
That young people can serve so well.
而我很喜乐的事情是，我觉得有hope。
What gives me joy is that I see hope.
我觉得并不是年轻人不可能活出这么美好的年轻的样子。
It's not that impossible for them to live like that.
完全在乎教会跟父母亲怎样来对待我们的孩子们。
It's all up to how church and parents lead our children.
你看不见他们埋怨的眼神。
You don't see them complaining.
你看见他们那样子的爱神，那样子的喜乐，而且那样子的爱亲切。
That they love God and then they serve with friendliness.
我决定相信他们都是在一个非常非常敬虔而且喜乐的家庭里面出来的。
I believe they were raised and brought up in joyful and godly families.
不然的话，你说。 换一批人，我不要说换我们教会的，我说换一批咱们中国教会的孩子们去的哈。
If we send another group of people from, say, a Chinese church,
就比较不容易哈。
It would not be as great.
也不是说不可能，因为我在西雅图也参加过一个中国的聚会，年轻人服侍非常好。
I'm not saying impossible because one time I attended a church in Seattle, the youth people served so well.
而大人对年轻人也非常好。
And the adults treat young people very nicely.
所以我再说，弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Again, let me say, this is household.
我们来到这里，我们真觉得我们是一家人。
Let's come here and feel we are a family.
我们是兄弟姐妹，我们有在这里有年长的，有年幼的，有年轻的。
We're brothers and sisters. We have elderly people and young people.
我希望别人来到这里，真感觉到神的爱是这么真实在我们中间。
I hope when a newcomer comes, they will sense the love of God so true here.
以前有一个小小的故事，说有一次有一个黑人很遗憾的离开一个教会。
I heard a story one time a black person left the church with regret.
因为他进去的时候，那个时候美国还是非常排斥哈种族的对立，所以白人不欢迎他，把他给赶出来，不让他来聚会。
At that time, there was probably still segregation. He was kicked out of the church.
当他很沮丧地走在马路上，他没想到来神家居然会被拒绝。
As he walked on the street with despair, he just could not believe he was rejected by the house of God.
当然这是一个故事了哈，他碰到主。
And then he met the Lord.
主问他说你为什么这么沮丧？
And the Lord asked him, why are you so disappointed and down?
他说因为他们拒绝了我。
He says, oh, because they rejected me.
主耶稣说你不要难过。
The Lord said, please do not be discouraged.
因为我已经被他们拒绝了二三十年。
Because the Lord says, I have been rejected by them for more than 20 years.
弟兄姊妹啊，神爱世人，爱世界上每一个。
Because God loves the world and everyone in the world.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。